As November 6th draws near, political advertising raises its pitch, and sometimes the campaign advertising gets ugly. But now an Anchorage lawmaker who is running for re-election himself says he's dismayed at the way outside political action groups are skirting state campaign finance laws. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Representative Les Guerra, an Anchorage Democrat, says money coming from a national group is paying for attack ads against certain Democratic candidates, but that the people funding the ads are not disclosing their top donors.
This is a D.C.-based group. It's funded by outside corporations, including foreign corporations. And what they've arranged a very cute way to avoid Alaska law so that on TV when their ads run, or in mail when their ads show up, or on the radio, they don't have to say who their contributors are.
Guerra is referring to the admission by directors of the Republican State Leadership Committee that the group plans to spend money in Alaska on advertising aimed at unseating four Alaska Democratic candidates. Guerra says instead of buying advertisements themselves, the RSLC is funneling money through local organizations like the Accountability Project, or TAP. 3 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that political action groups could contribute unlimited funds to attempt to influence elections. Guerra said he and Senator Hollis French worked on a state law that would require donor identification in Alaska.
Senator French and I and others worked on a law that said when these outside groups come in and they spend corporate money on elections, they have to tell the public who's funding them, their top three contributors. And the top contributors for this group, the top contributors are Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, the right-wing Koch brothers from Texas who own coal companies, Exxon, drug companies, insurance companies. They have millions of dollars that they're spending, and it's all outside money.
RSLC top donors are ExxonMobil, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Koch Industries. RSLC also received more than $2 million from insurance company Blue Cross Blue Shield. Guerra says at least one attack ad paid for with RSLC money has appeared in print. Alaska Republican Party Chair Randy Redrick said recently that the RSLC has no connection whatsoever with the state Republican Party.
It has nothing to do with the Alaska Republican Party or the RNC. They are an independent group that operates in many, many states in the union, and I still have not seen an ad that they have placed here.
Since then, at least one ad has appeared listing RSLC as a top donor. But Redrick says ads funded with money from RSLC aren't having much of an impact.
I think the impact of their late entrance is negligible. Many voters have already voted absentee. Others have done early votes prior to them entering the marketplace. And I view their presence as more misguiding than helpful because it's given organized labor an opportunity to discredit things that did not ever occur.
Guerra says an ad paid for by RSLC is backing Republican Bob Roses, who is running against incumbent Bill Wilikowski for Senate District G. Alaska Public Offices Commission's Amanda McDonald confirms that political advertisers must declare their three top donors, and they must register with the APOC. McDonald says RSLC has registered with the APOC, but its final report this month shows zero contributions and zero expenditures. McDonald says if the RSLC contributes to a local Alaska political advocacy group, the local group must declare RSLC as a contributor. Also, McDonald says local political groups must get 90% of their donations from within Alaska. In essence, RSLC is not doing anything illegal, but Guerra still has concerns.
It's a very close question whether they're breaking the law. They're certainly violating the spirit. When we passed this law, we wanted the public to know who was behind these corporate ads.
RSLC officials did not return calls as to exactly how much money they have earmarked for Alaska political ads. According to RSLC's own website, the group has raised $38 million over the course of the 2011-2012 elections and spent $22 million of that this year. I'm Ellen Lockyer.